Recording on Thursday, August 15th, just in case there's some news on a player that impacts what we do in Fast Money, or Lightning Round, or whatever you want to call it, as I try to get redemption from my failed attempt to win a new car years ago when I was in college on MTV's Remote Control. That's coming up. OriginalMovers.com. 11 locations for you in the greater Tampa Bay area. Go to the website for easy online ordering. Hours, address, phone number of all 11 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. They have been the presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast for the last 8 years of our 9-year run. OriginalMovers.com. I thank Hooters for their continued presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. Send me fantasy draft questions. Send me dynasty trade questions. Send me things, you know, just kind of outside that as we're all looking ahead to our fantasy drafts. If you've had an early fantasy draft, we've already done a podcast on one of these before a bunch of guys went off to college. They all got together to do a live draft in person, and we reviewed it right here on the podcast. I can do that for you, too. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. So yeah, when I was in college, I was on MTV's Remote Control, filmed at Disney MGM Studios before the theme park was open. So studio sound stages were being used actively for production, including MTV doing a season of Remote Control, hosted by Ken Ober, died way too young. He was very nice to me on my visit to that show. Colin Quinn, Corey Warler, and Steve on keyboards. Everybody offset was really nice also. I sat in the chair that if I lost goes up and flips you backwards over where people are like there, but you're strapped in, as Ken Ober would say, for your protection and mine. I had to sign a waiver to sit in that chair. The other two softies who competed against me, the girl from UCF and the guy from USF, they didn't want to sit in that chair. I said, yeah, I'm fine with signing the waiver. Put me in that chair. And I didn't lose, so I didn't flip. Then I got on the Craftmatic, and I tanked the bonus round playing for a new car. It was the brand new, sorry about my phone, the brand new Mitsubishi Eclipse. It was brand new on the market. Even the crowd was like, ooh. Not only was I playing for a car, I was playing for a car they'd never heard of. And I tanked that bonus round. One, I just didn't recognize enough of the videos. They were bands that I wasn't into in college, quote, college rock. I was more into, now I'm doing this around, what, 88, 89. I was still more of a fan of the bands of the 80s, not the what became known as the alternative, and there were a number of those videos in there. Now, there was conversation later that because I was playing for this new model car, they made it harder for someone. It wasn't your basic board of all these big names. They were alternative. There were some alternative names. I think I only got 4 of the 9. And embarrassingly, I didn't get the Buggles, Video Killed the Radio Star. By the way, you can't hear the music because all screens are playing at once in front of you. So the only way you could hear the music is if you could isolate on one by getting all the others, because if you sing them right, they turn it off. So it actually gets easier as you get near the end. And, yeah, I blew it. So, again, apologies for my phone here. It just figures when I try to do this for you guys, and I'm bothered by other things. Why would anyone else bother me when I'm trying to talk fantasy football to you? So, I didn't get that bonus round, whether you want to call it Fast Money, the Lightning Round, whatever they called the bonus round. I think it was just the bonus round on MTV's Remote Control. Let's do some Fast Money, a Lightning Round, as it relates to fantasy football calculator data as of Thursday, August 15th, from 48 hours of mock drafts ranking by position. So we're going to do this or that. I'm going to work my way from the top of the board, say, through, I don't know, at least the top 18. And we'll go top 2, next likes to adjust this or that. And I'll tell you who I like. I know you're going to disagree on some of these, but it's a talking point. I'll kind of tell you where I'm coming from. And we'll make this a short podcast, but we're going to cover more names in this podcast than we've covered in every podcast since the first one when we gave you the top 50 ADP at the time of that first podcast. Because we're going to be more than 50 right now. Ready? Quarterbacks, here we go. Starting with 1 versus 2, and then after will be 3 versus 4, and that's how this is going to go based on current mock draft data. Josh Allen or Mahomes, I want Allen. Lamar Jackson or Stroud, I want Stroud. Jalen Hurts or Joe Burrow, I want Hurts. Dak Prescott or Anthony Richardson? Yikes. By default, I'll take Anthony Richardson. I want neither this year. I will draft neither, put it that way. Jordan Love or Brock Purdy is next. This is really, really tough. I think Purdy will be more consistent. Love will have bigger single games. Tua Tagovailoa or Kyler Murray? Tua. Jared Goff or Trevor Lawrence? Goff. Caleb Williams or Justin Herbert? At this point, you have to go Caleb. We're not sure about Justin's health. Jaden Daniels or Kirk Cousins? One guy's going to run a lot. One guy can't run right now. I'll take Daniels. I don't like Aaron Rodgers. Matt Stafford. I'll take Stafford. Worried about an early camp injury, but Aaron Rodgers just strikes me as too old to get it done anymore, and he's going to get hurt again. One more. Deshaun Watson or Baker Mayfield? I'll take Baker Mayfield. So there are 11 choices, 11 battles. I'll reset on the iPad and go to the phone and try to do top running backs. Ready? 1 versus 2. CMC versus Bijan? I'll take CMC. Breeze Hall versus Jonathan Taylor. Really? I'll take Taylor. Yeah, you both, most of you know I'm down on both of these players, but I think Hall is more overvalued because he's higher than Taylor. It's if I get Taylor in the second round, I'll consider him. I just am not taking him in the first round. Saquon Barkley or Derrick Henry? See, why couldn't Saquon be fourth against Hall and Taylor be fifth against Henry? Because that would be easy, because I like Barkley and I like Derrick Henry. In the end, I am going to take Derrick Henry here. I'm going to stick with King. 7 versus 8, Kyron Williams versus Jahmyr Gibbs. Kyron Williams was so good to me last year. I own both of these guys. And you know what? Last year, I couldn't get Gibbs in the lineup because Kyron Williams was just that good. So I'm sticking with Williams over Gibbs. Did I really just say that? Ask me again tomorrow. 9 versus 10, Josh Jacobs versus ETN. I'll take ETN. 11 versus 12, Pacheco versus Achan. Pacheco. 13 versus 14, Rashad White versus James Cook. I have scar tissue from when I owned James Cook as a rookie and just thinking Josh Allen is going to get a ton of those rushing touchdowns. I don't love Rashad White as a running back, but as a fantasy player, you can plug and play at a running back position. He's the best they got. So let's go for it. Rashad White. 15, Kenneth Walker III or Joe Mixon. I don't know what Joe Mixon's going to do in Houston. I don't have any idea. Walker strikes me as still a capable goal line back who's going to get enough work between the 20s to be worthy. So I guess I'm taking Walker over Mixon. 17 and 18, Aaron Jones now of the Vikings or James Conner of Arizona. Wow. Both of these guys can be really good. Neither of these guys seem to be real consistent. I'll take Connor. I think he's going to score more touchdowns. Nick Chubb versus Najee Harris. I don't want anything to do with Najee Harris. So and we're all rooting for Nick Chubb, aren't we? DeAndre Swift versus Zamir White. I get that the Raiders are trying to be run-oriented, but do they have the right guy to do it? Or do they just have the wrong quarterbacks and they have no other choice? I'll take Swift. 23 versus 24 is Ramondre Stevenson versus Raheem Mostert. I guess Jonathan Stevenson, I guess. I always get Mostert when he doesn't stay healthy, when I don't own him, he has a career year. 25 versus 26 is Kamara versus Singletary. Kind of similar players. Kamara's the better player. The Giants probably aren't good. 27 versus 28. Gus Edwards versus Zach Moss. You know, both of these guys could be a lot better than this position. I own both of them. Edwards and Moss. If I had to take one, give me Moss. 29 versus 30. Pollard versus Jalen Warren. I'll take Jalen Warren. And we'll do 31 versus 32. Jonathan Brooks, the rookie for Carolina, or Brian Robinson, running back for Washington. Robinson's goal line opportunity should be impacted by Jaden Daniels, but I gotta see what Carolina's gonna do. I mean, after last year, some of the same guys, new coaching staff, I have no idea what to make of that team. Okay, so there's running backs. Let's do wide receivers real quick. As long as the website will cooperate, actually, let's do it on the phone. Since the website is not going to let me pull up quickly enough, it's trying to get there. Here we go. So again, starting at the top of current data, ADP. We start with the top two, play this or that, and then we go 3 through 4, 5 through 6, 7 through 8. This is the closest any of you are ever going to get to me doing actual player rankings. This is the closest you're going to get. Because I'm going 2 by 2, and I'm picking the one I like. Ready? I think the website can... starting to cooperate. Nope. The phone it is. 1 versus 2. Tyreek versus CD. I'll take Tyreek. 3 versus 4. Jamar Chase versus Amon-Ra. I'll take Amon-Ra. 5 versus 6. Justin Jefferson versus A.J. Brown. I'll take Justin Jefferson. 7 versus 8. Garrett Wilson versus Puka Nacua. I'll take Nacua. 9 versus 10. Debo versus Drake. I'll take Debo. 11 versus 12. Cooper Kupp versus Nico Collins. Nico Collins is good, isn't he? I can't take him over Cooper Kupp. I can't. 3, 2, 1. Cooper Kupp. 13 versus 14. Ayuk versus Mike Evans. 15 versus 16. Waddle versus Marvin Harrison Jr. Wow. Harrison. 17 versus 18, and I don't touch that on rookie. 17 versus 18, Metcalf versus Olave. Don't really love either here. Nah, Metcalf's fine. 19 versus 20, DJ Moore versus Davante Adams. Davante Adams might lose his mind this year. DJ Moore. 21 versus 22, Devontae Smith versus Stephon Diggs. Two really good players here. At 21 and 22, I'd own both. Diggs in Houston now. Devontae likely in the slot, but I'll take Diggs. 23 versus 24, Amari Cooper, Tank Dell. Tank Dell. 25 versus 26, Neighbors versus Pickens. Neither. 27, I'm serious, neither. Not interested. 27 just going to be too much shit to deal with those two. One relating to his team, and one relating to the player. 27 versus 28. T. Higgins down at 27. Wow. Versus Jaden Reed. Gotta take Higgins. Playing for his future. 29 versus 30. Pittman versus Flowers. Take Pittman. 31 versus 32. Christian Kirk injured. As of Thursday morning, not sure the severity versus Calvin Ridley with Tennessee. I just don't like Ridley. And Kirk has some big games. 33 versus 34, Rasheed Rice versus Keenan Allen. Keenan Allen's going to have a good year. We'll stop there. Oh, this is a fun one later. Can I do this one? was assorted to the lab monkey. Court case against Keon Coleman. Ready? Both. I like both, especially if I can get them in a bargain. So there you go. Oh, I hear you. You want me to do the first few tight ends, don't you? Don't you? You continue to not take my advice about not playing in non-mandatory tight end leagues. One versus two, Kelce versus Laporta. Kelce. Three versus four, Andrews versus Kittle. Kittle. Five versus six, Kincaid versus McBride. Kincaid. Seven versus eight, Kyle Pitts versus Jay Ferguson. Jake all damn day. Nine versus ten, Njoku versus Evan Ingram. Njoku. Flacco loved Njoku. Loved him. 11 versus 12 is Brock Bowers versus Dallas Goedert. You can have that. And you already know from the previous podcast. In a later round, I don't mind putting Isaiah Likely on my bench, and I don't even need to play or draft tight ends. Right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com. Your SaaS money, or the lightning round, or whatever you want to call it. I hope I did better in your eyes than I actually did on MTV playing for the new car. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. We'll talk to you next time.